PowerSmart and CITR 101.9 FM.
Fred Durst?
He's like Iggy.
Oh, you are sorely mistaken. I
play something from $3 Bill, y'all.
What is that?
That's the landmark Limp Bizkit album.
Limp Bizkit? Oh my God! I mean, they...
Wait, you don't agree that those are the most crucial grooves you've heard since Funkadelic?
What, Limp Bizkit grooves? Yeah, absolutely.
It's like
the
ultimate cross between Funkadelic and Rob Tyner.
Yeah, no, I don't agree at all.
Oh, you do not deserve a radio show.
CITR 101.9 FM, your crucial groove station.
It's just a lot of BS. A whole lot of BS. It's just a lot of BS. A whole lot of BS.
What do you like?
I love picnics.
What do you like?
I like me first, then my sisters and brothers.
What do you like?
Hitting this tin can with a spoon.
Ah. What do you like?
Messing up a room.
What do you like?
I like pina coladas.
What do you like?
Dead burnt bodies.
What do you like?
Sadists. Known perverts and Mormons.
What do you like?
Noise!
It is 11:30 in the morning. You know what that means? It's time for a noise here on CITR 101.9 FM. Luke Mead here at the helm. And coming up in the next hour and a half, well, it's a gorgeous day out, and usually the weather, I don't like the weather to predict my mood and stuff like that, but we're going to have a little bit of kind of a psyche kind of set with noise bursts interspersed, and also some ye olde industrial kind of stuff. So let's get right to the music here. Velvets on a noise.
Objections suffice. Make like a turtle to sail to friends. Over and
Captain Melody,
the voice of the city, the sound of fire, regardless of Harry, Nick, Nick, and sister, the messengers of the city, of desire, the very big Nixon, princess, and magpies, the messengers spread with the police of Ohio, the children and adults, all those other night, being utterly disgusting, the police put it down. Spray is not kind of worth saving, it's king of quite just, but it's just quite impossible. Robin, 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 the bad luck of a pissing verse can make lying worth dying.
Bringing flaming 70-20 pound grass. Jizzy Gomez, the wood jammer.
And do I really understand the undernetting. Yes, and the morning has me looking in your eyes and seeing mine, warning me to read the signs carefully. That the candle's falling smaller in my mind. Now that it's here, now that I'm almost not so very far behind, I want to know, do I stay or do I go and maybe fall another side? And do I really have a song that I can ride on? Now that I can, now that it's easy, ever easy all around. Now that I'm near, now that I'm falling to the sunlight center sound, I want to know, do I stay or do I go? And do I have to do just one? And can I choose again if I should lose the reason? Yes, and the morning has me looking in your eyes and seeing mine, warning me to read the signs more carefully. I'm laughing even deeper inside. Now that I see, now that I finally found the one thing I deny, it's now I know. But do I stay or do I go? And it is finally I decide that I be leaving in the fairest of the seas.
I'm gonna be round my vegetables. I'm gonna chow down my vegetables. I love you most of all, my favorite vegetable.
Sprouts. It's your 75-cent coffee fix in the sub. It's your source for reasonably priced, creatively named stew and vegan brownies.
It's your purveyor of bicycle-delivered local produce.
It's also a place where volunteers can realize their vision of responsible business and where like-minded students can explore UBC's food systems.
Hark! Sprouts is currently accepting applications for next year's executive board and is encouraging ambitious, creative, and disciplined students from all faculties and year levels to apply.
Come by Sprouts in the sub-basement to learn more about our projects and how to get involved.
I tried to kick the ball, but my tinny flew right.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Luke Mead here at the helm. Your show is a noise. I'm feeling a little under the weather, but I'm starting to feel a little bit better after that set. Gorgeous day outside, so that kind of gave us way to a whole bunch of really groovy psychedelic music, or as some friends on Facebook call it, strange 60s high school musical introspective acid opera. You be the judge. Let's go through what you heard there. We started off with something that's pretty much a staple here on A Noise and should be in every record collection. Velvet Underground off of their third album, which is self-titled, of course, with The Murder Mystery. I'm yet to hear a cover of that song, and I would absolutely love to. Any takers out there, give me a shout here, 822-2487. We fit in some broadcast there. Don't really play broadcast too much, and I should work on that. Name of the album, speaking of work, Work and Non-Work is the name of the record, and we heard The World Backwards. After that, Elephant's Memory off of the infamous Midnight Cowboy soundtrack, Old Man Willow, one of the greatest psychedelic scenes in cinematic history. And did you notice a similarity between the broadcast song and the Elephant's Memory song? Well, a group from Brooklyn certainly did, known as the Archives Listening Project, and they've dedicated an entire YouTube page to broadcast the band and their influences, where they take snippets of broadcast songs and compare them to other composers, other soundtracks, other bands, fairly underground stuff, but the similarities are undeniable. Check that out on YouTube. Just type in Broadcast Origins or type in the Archives Listening Project. After that, some Music Emporium, all the way back to 1966, some San Francisco psychedelia right there. And the second I saw the phone light up, I knew it would be our very own Hans Claus. He loves that song. And one of the more moodier tracks on this fairly happy record, Catatonic Variations, was the name of the track there. And then we finished you off there, came full circle. We started with Velvet Underground and kind of finished, well, with Nico off of Chelsea Girl, her amazing debut. With the fairest of the seasons. And it is a fairly fair season. It's 12 noon. We're going to get into some older industrial territory right now. You want to hear anything, give me a shout. Like I said, 822-2487-UBC-CITR. Severed Heads on a Noise. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
It is 1212 in the PM, CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This is A Noise. Luke Mead here. A bit of the old industrial sounds for you there. Right now, you're hearing Throbbing Gristle off of DOA, the third and final report of Throbbing Gristle, with the title track Dead on Arrival. Before that, some good old Ohio 1977 abstractness for you. Chrome off of Alien Soundtracks with Nova Feedback. That one's just been reissued on Cleopatra Records on colored vinyl, and you get a nifty little patch and a button with it. Check it out. And then really early Australian stuff, the Severed Heads off of 1979's Blubber Knife cassette-only release with Adolf Carrot. Coming up for the next 20 minutes, I've been dying to play this, and I really haven't in a really long time. And, yeah, if you got something that to enhance this, shall you say, please go ahead. Bleak, I hope you're working and listening. This is going out to you, buddy. This is Negative Land.
This is Tom Krautenmaker calling from Rolling Stone magazine. Can I speak to someone in Negative Land?
No!
Can you comment on the connection that was made between your music and the axe murders last month in Rochester, Minnesota?
Now it begins!
Can you tell me, off the record, is there any backwards masking on the song Christianity is Stupid?
Snake in the one! No!
We had to listen to that, and then when we went to sleep at night, in our dreams we would hear...
I can't get no satisfaction.
You need sex, so we provided the girls.
Sock it to me, baby. 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 Give me what you got.
And when it comes to killing you, 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 they like to use every meme in the book.
Kind of murder case that friends and neighbors said didn't make sense.
They didn't understand what I mean.
They didn't understand
what I mean.
They didn't understand
what I mean.
They didn't understand Christianity is stupid.
Not the case.
Journalism or sensationalism?
A malicious tale about a maniac.
Murder and music.
You've given up looking.
Murder and
journalism
music.
Or sensationalism?
Enough typewriters.
Murder
journalism
and music.
Or sensationalism?
And enough time.
Murder and
journalism
music.
Or sensationalism?
And one of them will eventually come up with a King James version of the Bible.
Murder and music.
Journalism
and
or sensationalism?
Your Bible.
You don't have enough data.
Your Bible. your Bible.
We don't have enough data. We don't have enough data.
Your Bible.
Data. We don't have enough data. We just don't have enough data.
It's monkey business.
And that's why I'm saying...
Even a monkey could produce the King James Version of the Bible.
Data. Data. Data.
Too much data.
He was not a homicidal maniac. He did not show any...
Have mercy upon me, O Lord.
Signs of wanting to hurt anyone.
For I am in trouble.
The crime is somehow related to a record by a Bay Area band. Al Eisner has that story.
My eye is consumed with grief.
Many are still wondering why.
Yea, my soul and my being.
I can't get no satisfaction.
Why me, Lord?
You're overreacting.
My strength faileth because of mine iniquity.
You're overreacting.
And my bones are consumed.
Don't find excuses for it. The easiest thing to do is do what he did.
Why me, Lord?
Apologize.
I was forgotten as a dead man out of mind.
He apologized.
I am like a broken vessel.
But that's America.
Why me, Lord?
I'm considered a creep.
And you're overreacting.
Oh, wretched man that I am.
A creep.
Who shall deliver me from the body of this dead?
The creep.
What?
I'm going to have to cut it out, but we're overreacting. We'll be back after these messages.
KTVU for Thursday, October 30th, stereo version.
Al's House of Meat, 2222 on the Sirloin Strip.
Fine, we're going to play that back now.
Did you hear that?
What?
Something on that tape when it ran backwards.
What are you talking about?
Run it down again. Now play it backwards.
That child is a child of evil.
I don't believe it.
You never sounded so good.
I'm serious. Play this backwards and you hear evil messages. Play the rest.
We're going to play that one back.
There it is again.
Don't start.
I mean it. Play it backwards.
Last night he murdered his parents. Tonight his targets are his aunt and uncle.
Doesn't it bother you that evil messages creep into our commercials when you play them backwards?
Stranger things have happened.
Play the rest.
Little Damon is all grown up. Too bad for the cause of good.
You're not going to play the rest?
Look, I rent this studio by the hour.
What is it trying to tell us?
Wish two, wish death, wish two, wish death, wish two, wish death, wish two, wish death, wish two, wish death. Death Wish 2, rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent.
Look at that listing of sins in Galatians 5, verses 19 to 21, 17 of them.
If you have 26 Americans to kill...
S-I-M, S-I-M...
And you've already killed 17 Americans...
P-L-O-T, P-L-O-T...
How many Americans does that leave for you to kill?
Simplot...
Shock it to me, baby.
S-I-M...
Why are the children...
P-L-O-T...
Doing what they're doing?
S-I-M...
Why are the children...
P-L-O-T...
Doing what they're doing?
Murder and music.
Simplot...
Murder and music.
Murder and music.
Simplot, Simplot, Simplot...
Shock it to me, baby.
This isn't the first time, this isn't the first time... This isn't the first time, this isn't the first time... This isn't the first time, this isn't the first time controversial music has been linked to tragedy.
And it's all right for them to snuff our face.
It's monkey business!
You're overreacting.
And it's all right for them to snuff our face.
Why are the children doing what they're doing?
Noise!
Why does a child reach up and kill his mom and dad and murder his two little sisters and then cut his throat?
Noise!
Why would a child do something like that?
Noise! What it is, what it does to you.
Dip it. Dip it. Dip it.
It is depressing when the whole family's picking on me, you know. Whether it's because he did something wrong, but I think he was depressed, and we do get hurt.
Dip it.
Satisfaction.
Dip it.
I can't
dip it. Dip it.
Satisfaction.
Now.
Hell, we're stupid.
Dip it.
I'm going to tell you something that you're not going to like, and probably the world ain't going to like, but I'll tell it to you just like it is. If I wanted to, had it been me up in this Sharon Tate's house, it would have been a lot worse. thank God that your children did it for you, and I didn't get started on it, because if I'd have got started on it, it would have been a lot worse than it was, because I am 10 times worse.
It's believed Night Stalker suspect Richard Ramirez was influenced by AC/DC's Highway to Stupid album. And Ozzy Osbourne's song Stupid Solution became the focal point of an actual stupid case involving a Southern California teenager.
Stupid.
Our opposition, whoever they may be, in all their manifest forms, don't know how to handle humor, you know, and we are humorous, and we stand a better chance under that guise. Because all the serious people like Martin Luther King and Kennedy and Gandhi got shot.
It was the kind of murder song that friends and neighbors said didn't make sense.
No one, no matter where he lives or what he does, can be certain who next will suffer from some senseless act of bloodshed.
But that's America.
And yet it goes on and on and on in this country of ours.
That's America.
Now that second one is really Robert Kennedy, right? Wrong.
Hal Eisner.
Wrong.
Neither of these is the real voice of anyone. And we must never believe that it is.
Oh, but that was really Robert Kennedy.
Hal Eisner. They are both electronic images of the real voice preserved on magnetic tape. Just as we never see a dead body on television news, we must never believe that we do.
Our TVs are murdering people every 15 minutes. You see 2 or 3 people dying on TV.
Meanwhile, the members of Negative Land are hoping for a speedy conclusion to the Brahms song.
It's, like I said, it's really frightening, but at the same time, it's ridiculous.
And then you got guys now that got the controls, but they don't have the power. You put somebody with the power at the control, and you watch the old buggy rock.
But a quick end to the bizarre murder song may be in doubt.
And I'm not afraid of dying because I don't believe in it. I think it's just getting out of one car and getting into another.
Give up. Give up. Give up.
But they said there was something that got them more than the words of the song. Something that got them more than the words of the song. There was something that got them more than the words of the song. But they said there was something that got them more than the words of the song.
And every boy and girl feels to be a hero, they got to pull their clothes off.
And it was the beat.
The probe apparently involved their stupid song, Christianity Didn't Make Sense.
Let's play a game. Let's play a game.
Okay, 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 okay.
Let's play a game. Let's play a game.
Okay, 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 okay,
okay, okay, okay,
okay,
okay,
okay,
okay,
okay,
okay, okay. We're taking our microphone to different locations.
We don't have enough data.
To different places. Your job is to close your eyes, listen very carefully, and decide where we are and what is happening.
Okay? Okay?
Attorneys say David and his parents frequently argued about religion and music.
Okay, okay.
We don't have enough data.
Give up.
Okay, okay.
Christianity is stupid.
Close your eyes.
Christianity is stupid.
Listen very carefully.
Christianity is stupid.
Close your eyes.
Christianity is stupid.
Okay, okay.
Helter stupid.
Helter stupid.
Close your eyes.
Helter stupid.
Listen very carefully.
Christianity is triggering the murder.
Close your eyes.
Christianity is thought-provoking.
Listen very carefully.
Even humorous.
We're going to listen to those sounds again.
We don't have enough data.
This time, I'm going to ask you to do something besides just listening. I would like for you and your friends to pretend you're actually in the places you hear. Make believe that you're doing something.
We don't have enough data.
And while you're pretending and having fun,
we don't have enough data.
Too much data.
Please ask yourself this question.
And what will become of me? And what will become of me?
We don't have enough data.
Please ask yourself this question.
A photocopy of a diagrammatic analysis of a report.
Please ask yourself this question. Is God here? Is God here in this place doing this kind of thing?
Now listen to this.
L-E-O-N-A.
Oh.
And I'm with Channel 5 News.
Well, I don't know.
I'm calling regarding the group in this article that I'm looking at here.
Yeah, okay,
in
sure.
From
hey, why you guys got a name sound something like Friday? That's right.
Well, you're being
stood up.
ACLU,
he said to tell you not to wait.
But we would need some kind of cooperation from you or members of your group in order to do this.
Wayne Walker, John Corbett, KPIX Eyewitness News, Nightcast is next.
This isn't the first time someone has tried to blame a death on Hal Eisner. The Los Angeles couple claimed their son committed suicide while listening to an Hal Eisner story. The judge in that case ruled there was no proof that our report was responsible for the boy's death.
I'm Hal Eisner. Journalism or sensationalism?
And he's appealing.
Too much data.
We don't have enough data. We just don't have enough data. 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 We don't have enough data.
Too much data. Too much data. Too much data. Too much data. Too much data. That's one of my big problems today. Books, files, photographs. Books, files, photographs. Books, files, photographs. Newsreels by the million miles.
But I should think you'd be so glad to have all this material.
But how do you use it, dearly?
But how do you use it?
But how do you use it?
How do you use it?
And yet it goes on and on and on.
Now I know too much and find it hard to make out any patterns. Just clatter and babble and get the feel and move on before I get buried in videotape.
This record you're listening to now is another one.
Hell, we're stupid.
How do you go about getting an exorcism?
Christianity is stupid.
I can help.
It's Richard Burton.
Oh, no.
He's a modest priest.
Stupid.
And if you think going one-on-one with the Prince of Darkness is sticky, ooh, wait until you see the rest of the characters he has to contend with.
Now there's a bizarre connection to a Bay Area band.
If you kill 8 or 10 people and you throw blood all over and you say, now you see what I'm saying? They say, oh, we see what you're saying. And they still don't see what you're saying.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, in 3 or 4 years, American life as we know it will be over.
Come on, man, it's a big act. Goddamn thing's a fucking act, man. What I said right then is a fucking act. Everything's an act. It's all an act. The only thing that's not an act, the only thing that makes reality is death. Then they hang it on a cross and kneel down and pray to it. That's the only reality they understand.
The fault, dear Brutus, is not in our stars, but in ourselves.
That is correct, correct, correct.
Good night, and good luck.
Electric prunes for Vox, bringing you the exciting new sound of the Vox Wah-Wah pedal. Let the electric prunes demonstrate the difference. Play it prunes first without the Wah-Wah pedal.
listen to the difference when you push that box wah-wah pedal down. You can even make your guitar sound like a sitar. It's the now sound. It's what's happening. That's why the Electric Prunes, Animals, Herman's Hermits, Paul Revere and the Raiders, Stones, the Seeds are all using the Vox Wah-Wah pedal, and it works with any amplifier. If you're a professional musician or want to sound like one, get with the new Vox Wah-Wah pedal at your Vox dealer now.
As demonstrated on Rumbletone Radio A-Go-Go, heard Wednesdays from 3 till 5 p.m. here on CITR.
Yes, indeed. He's in here at 3 o'clock today on CITR 101.9 FM. Frankie Rumbletone with Rumbletone Radio A-Go-Go. Also, at 1 o'clock, we've got The Green Majority, hosted by CIUT, Canada's only environmental radio show. 2 o'clock, Democracy Now! With Ms. Amy Goodman. Frankie's on till 5. 5 o'clock, we have The Arts Report with the lovely Tracy Fuller. 6 o'clock, Audio Text with Julie and Eric. 6:30, we have Sam Squatch's Hideaway with Anita. All Canadian content all the time. 8 o'clock, Folk Oasis with Val Cormier. 10 o'clock, Sexy in Vancouver with Caroline. And 11 o'clock, like I mentioned before, Hans Klaus with Hans Klaus's Misery Hour and possibly the best thing in radio. Speaking of Frank Rumbletone, well, actually, let's go what we heard there. 20 minutes, last 20 minutes was, one of the reasons why I love Plunderphonic music and I met the gentleman I dedicated it to. That's your birthday present, Bleak. Happy birthday, my brother. Negative Land, Helter Stupid. A nice little prank that Negative Land decided to pull all the way back in 1988. Yes, there really was a murder case in Minneapolis, and a kid hacked his parents to death with an axe. Negative Land phoned their local newspapers and claimed that it was Negative Land's song, Christianity is Stupid, that caused the kid to do it. Totally fabricated, totally untrue. And Helter Stupid is basically an audio document of how the media can jump on a rumor without any basis in fact and exploit it to their own means. But coming up in this next set, this is dedicated to Frank Rumbletone. And if you like what you're hearing here, stay tuned till 3 o'clock. Holy cow, did I pick up something weird this week. Staff Karpenberg and the Electric Corona. The album is entitled Fantastic Party, and I wish I could describe the album cover to you. But now, their press release, I never believe press releases just because they're trying to sell records, but I'm going to share this one to you. And it says, amazing 1970 proto-kraut weirdness from a virtually unknown outfit that has become the target of many a collector in recent years. Imagine the bastard son of Can scoring a weird sexadelic Euro flick, the missing link on a whole chain of renegade left field German music, the vampires of Dartmoor to Amon Duel, that is from psych exploration experiments to bona fide krautrock. Well, I wouldn't necessarily call it Can or the next coming of Faust or anything like that, but I would agree with what Forced Exposure had to say about it. They say here, this is on forcedexposure.com. Imagine Reynolds or Yehoah 13 gone lounge, trying to entertain a bunch of jet setters at some hip swinging 60s party. It's called Fantastic Party after all, and that's what it was meant as, a party record. Some cheesy German record label in 1970 put this together, presumably playing with drugs and a bunch of studio musicians to create a one-off psychedelic exploration album by a non-existent band. Enough of my yak and let the music do its talking. I love the name of the song of this one. This is, like I said, Staff Karpenberg and the Electric Corona with Fantastic Party. And this is a lovely little track called Stainy Heavy Needles. We'll be right back.
Zacznie się koncert pana Boba Weissmana. How you will introduce yourself to the people? Who are you?
I wish I could remember my name.
For over 20 years, Bob Weissman has eluded the corporate music industry as a solo artist and collaborator with Blue Rodeo, The Hidden Cameras, John Oswald, and Feist and Wilco. Weissman plays the Western Front at 303 East 8th Avenue on Friday, March 27th at 8 o'clock p.m., along with the Collapsing Opposites. For more info, please go to www.front.bc.ca.
Yes, indeedy. That'll be weird. Bob Weissman, Collapsing Opposites at the Western Front. Always a good time, Western Front. Right in my neighborhood. So there you go. Fantastic party. Staff Carpenberg and the Electric Corona all the way back from 1970. Very, very unusual instrumental music. It makes me want to go down to the Reeperbahn and, I don't know, do some pills and hang out with women that don't wax. Check it out on Wawa Records. We heard Stainy Heavy Needles, P-A-R-T-Y, and Let the Thing coming up. Staff Carpenberg and the Electric Corona. Well, we're just wrapping up the show here. As always, we finish off with something off the Nurse with Wound list. Of course, Nurse with Wound's infamous list of 300 of the most obscure bands released in 1980. This one is no exception, and I'm really quite shocked at the lack of information about this band, even on the almighty interweb and the few sites that I do visit. The band we're looking at here is Hamburg's Alcatraz, released only one record in 1971 on Philips Records, Vampire State Building. But not too much. I mean, fuzz guitars, lot of over the top kraut rock, that kind of stuff. The most notable track is a track called Simple Headphone Mind, which if there's any Nurse with Wound and Stereolab fans out there, you'll know that Stereolab and Nurse with Wound collaborated on a track with the same title. And that's the exact track we're going to hear. This is Alcatraz on CITR. We'll be back to talk to you right before one. And so ends another edition of A Noise. We just heard Simple Headphone Mind by Hamburg's Alcatraz all the way back to 1971, and adding another check mark to our continuing series of The Nurse List. Thanks for listening. Until next week, stay tuned. We've got the Green Majority coming up. And next week, tune in. We're giving away a pair of Acid Mother's Temple tickets. So, yeah, make sure you keep your ears open for that. This is Luke Meat signing off. Until next week, if it doesn't annoy, it's not a noise. Bye for now.
My name is Ken Minns. I'm an adjunct professor in the Department of Ecology and Evolutionary Biology and a scientist emeritus with Fisheries and Oceans Canada. And you're listening to the Green